Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, thanks for joining me on this edition of Build Your Tribe. Now, as you probably know, I have another podcast. It's called The Shalene Show. So if you've run out of content that you need to consume here on Build Your Tribe, I would love to invite you to check out The Shalene Show. I talk about topics related to weight loss, sleep, relationships, getting over a bad breakup, dealing with prickly people, just about countless topics to help you find clarity and peace and freedom and happiness in your life. I invite you to subscribe today to The Shalene Show. Today's episode is all about focus, really, and specifically, it's focused for those of you who are trying to take it to the next level, perhaps starting a new business, creating your own brand, developing a product or service that you can offer online, or maybe it's just figuring out what it is you want to do in the next 90 days. Now, this is not a goal-setting podcast per se. This podcast and this series, which is a three-parter, I've designed to help you really get focused. Honestly, I've designed this to keep myself accountable, to keep my friends accountable, and to keep you accountable because there's so much information flying in at us from all directions, which is awesome, but it can also be very overwhelming too. If you haven't already, I'd love to invite you to download my free day planner. You can download my free day planner by going to pushworkbook.com. And just like the name implies, it's very much a workbook. And as you'll hear me reference in part one, it is a critical step that you actually do this on paper. The workbook will give you a place to keep track of your thoughts, your ideas, your brain dumps, and prioritize those things that you need to do in the next 90 days. Now, just to be clear, this isn't a goal setting podcast. Today's episode is about focus. It's about really understanding, okay, what am I supposed to be learning? And how am I going to find the time to implement all these cool things that I'm learning? And what don't I need to learn right now? Because it's just not time yet. This is a three-part series. This is part one, but in part two and part three, I'm going to help you identify what things you really shouldn't be looking at yet. You know what I mean? Like things that are just distracting and they feel like they're going to be important at some point, but you don't need to overload your brain with these things yet. So in part two and in part three, I'm going to talk about scheduling. I will also help you to identify how and when to know what your next steps are. I hope that you'll do this with a partner, and I also hope that you will download the day planner because it's going to help give you clarity by putting these things to paper. My friends, it is an honor to spend this time with you. I thank you so much for sharing this podcast. You can do that by simply clicking the share button and sending it directly. That's my favorite way for you to share things, is directly with someone who you know needs this. So right now, before we get much further, take a moment. Friends who care are friends who share. And send this episode along with a text message to someone who you love, you adore, and they very much like you would be served by really focusing their efforts and then learning how to create a schedule to implement all the cool stuff that we're learning. Okay, let's do this. As you may or may not know, earlier this year, I was diagnosed with inattentive extreme ADD. And I was like, well, no wonder. Well, this explains everything. And I was kind of excited that I didn't know that earlier in my life because I was forced to learn coping mechanisms and coping techniques to figure out how to get focused. And I think it served me well, right? Like when the doctor told me that, they legit were surprised that I graduated high school, let alone college, and that I had any level of success that I have today. But I really believe it's because I was so frustrated with what I felt that I just figured out coping mechanisms and ways to cope with this. So the good news is, because I'm like an extreme case, and I'm happy to share all the ways that I have had to force myself to get focused in order to get anything accomplished any day. So that's what we're going to do today. Step one is understanding that we are in this really incredible, cool moment in time where it seems like more than a college education is free and it's coming at you from all directions, You guys, this wasn't even available 5 years ago, 6 years ago. People weren't offering their information for free. They weren't sharing their answers. We didn't have the same ability to connect on live video or podcast. I mean, we did, but people really weren't doing that. People were buying books and you had to wait for the author to write a book and you kind of had to hope that they would share their secrets. So it's an amazing opportunity. The pitfall and downfall of that is that we become overwhelmed as adults. So many of us are kind of like, we've wandered into this free university, the most prestigious university in the nation, and we're wandering around campus taking random classes all day, all night, and we're looking at everybody else on campus and going, how do they do that? And then you follow them to their class and you're like, okay, so then I'll sit in this class. But you shouldn't be in that class because you didn't take the 101, right? And so then you're like, okay, must learn more, must learn more, must learn more. And so then you go to, you know, French 301, but you didn't take 101. And so you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to study that. And now my brain doesn't know what to do with all that information. So I'm going to go take another, I'm going to learn more. And then I'm going to follow this person who seems like they're on their way to like something really great. And I'm going to follow them. And then maybe I'll do what they're doing, except you don't even know what they studied, right? And so it becomes depressing almost because you start to feel bummed out by all the things you haven't done, right? And you're like, why am I such a loser that I'm just going to keep consuming information? But I kind of feel like a loser because I have so much I haven't done and everybody else seems to be doing and I'm falling behind. So that's why I've created this opportunity and it's here free for you because I really do believe that all of our challenges, including yours, the only reason why you would have them, the only reason why God would have given you the struggle is if you need to know that he wants you to use it. So I have to share this stuff. Step one today is this. Very simply, where do you want to be 90 days from now? Not 5 years, not 10 years. 90 days from now, where do you want to be? And the reason why I ask you that and not like a year from now or 5 years, because I mean, I obviously want you to have long-term goals and objectives, but if we go much further than 90 days out, what you'll start doing is studying things that people should be doing a year from now or 5 years from now. You know, if there's someone who you kind of want to be like them, you want to do what they're doing and you start doing what they're doing, you've missed a whole bunch of steps. I mean, you haven't assembled the pieces with the proper instructions. It's like worrying about the frosting and you haven't even figured out how to make a cake. And I think that's what a lot of us do, myself included. And because there's so much information flying at us, we get very consumed by the person or the place where we want to be, you know, a year or 5 years from now, we get consumed by that and we start doing things in the wrong order. So take a pen and a piece of paper and simply answer this question. Where realistically, would you like to be in the next 90 days? So let's just give some examples. Let's say that you are a brand new distributor for an MLM. Maybe you are a health coach, or maybe you are a fashion advisor, or maybe your MLM relates to health and wellness or essential oils or whatever it is. Okay, what's realistic 90 days from now? Maybe you've got an idea for a business, but you aren't even sure if in fact it's a viable business. Where do you want to be 90 days from now? To say that I want to be up and running and have a trademark and a patent and a website that's accepting orders and I want to be making $125,000 a month is ridiculous. It's not going to happen 90 days from now. It's realistic if 90 days from now you understand who your audience is, who it is you're serving, that you 90 days from now, I want clarity on where I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do this. Does this make sense? Should I change this? I just want you to take a look at 90 days from now, where I want to be is this. And I want you to just take a moment and write down a few sentences. Okay, 90 days from now, where do you want to be? What's realistic? You've got to think about, okay, like that's less than 3 months, really, because you have to allow for life to interrupt. Okay, so really, where do you want to be 90 days from now? My advice would be, I would want to know 90 days from now everything I need to know, but I wouldn't expect to know it. So in other words, 90 days from now, I would have interviewed people who have been in the business for a year or 5 years, and I would have asked them, okay, where should I expect to be 90 days from now? 90 days from now, I would expect to know everything about the product line and how payment works and what the most success. I would like study. Like the best thing you guys can do is not act and not consume more, but study. study and research. That's the best thing you can do. Okay. That's my advice. It's just my two cents. You'll probably get different advice from different people, but my advice is always ask a lot of questions. I don't want to put a damper on your enthusiasm and excitement for your idea, but I do want you to vet it. I want you to ask every possible question. I want you to know, how am I going to make money? How is this going to happen? How much time is this going to take? What do people do who are in my position and need to know everything? And so step one, I'm hoping that a good portion of your 90 days is about knowing what you're going to need to know. Okay. We're talking about, where do you need to be? What do you want to see happen in 90 days? What do you need to know in the next 90 days? Like, so it's like a plan, right? This is your course of study. So when you go to the university of life, the university of the www.internet.web.com, when you go to this university, you don't just show up on day one and say, here's my tuition. I guess I'm just going to take classes. You need a course plan. So the reason why I've asked you to make this step number one is because this is going to be your course of study for the next 90 days. Okay, so now, here's why this first step is most critical, and it's why most people don't do this. This is why most people show up to the university and just start taking random classes. They get a lot of knowledge with no time to implement and no real plan. The reason why I've asked you to figure out where you want to be 90 days from now is because that's all you're going to do for the next 90 days. I can't have you doing anything that doesn't relate to what you just said. Let's say you said your goal is to have your gym fully staffed. Three gyms fully staffed 90 days from now. It doesn't make any sense for you then to be looking at Facebook ads and looking at how to start a podcast and looking at what it takes to franchise a gym, because that's not your 90-day curriculum. We're in a semester right now. I know what I will be studying now. You're going to feel a sense of relief when this is over, because I'm going to take a whole bunch of stuff off your plate. So that's your course over the next 90 days. My sole focus is, and that's what I'm going to study. I'm not studying French. Even though that course in photography looks really, really interesting and everybody's talking about it, it's not going to help me, because that's not what I'm studying this semester. Are we clear? Whew. Okay. So then on your paper, number one is your course of action. We're talking about a course of action, which may include many goals, but we are talking about a course study. So for example, if you know 90 days from now, you need to be, let's say, at 10,000 followers on your email list, or 10,000 subscribers on your email list, then your course of action, the only thing you're studying is what? List building. List building. That's it. You're not studying how to start a podcast. You're not studying how to start your own academy. Stop. There's time for that later, y'all. Do you understand? All we're studying for the next 90 days is what we need to know. Step two. This one involves research. And I believe that the smartest people, not necessarily the people who act right away, it's the people who do things in the right order. There are no shortcuts, but there are longer routes. Okay? The longer route is when you just keep randomly doing things and like taking action, moving, but moving in the wrong direction, doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. That's the longer course of action. The proven shortcut is doing things in the right order. Now, you're not going to shortcut the process, the ultimate process, like there are 24 hours in a day. But if you take the wrong journey, if you take a bunch of detours, it's going to take you a heck of a lot longer to get there. So for me to drive from where I sit right now to Los Angeles is about 55 minutes. I can't make that shorter. I mean, unless I had a helicopter. But I can make it a lot longer by stopping out off at all these other locations and picking people up and driving a car I shouldn't be driving and taking the wrong directions. You know, see what I'm saying? So that's the only way to shorten this process, is to do things in the right order. And that starts with number two. Number two is research. Based on what you have just decided is your course of action, now I need you to figure out, what are the first five things that someone in your exact situation needs to do? Someone in your exact situation. So for example, you've got this great idea for YouTube videos and you're not sure what you're going to do with them yet, but you're thinking that it could turn into a really popular blog, or your videos could get very, very popular, and then you could have ad placement. And so What you need to do is interview, research, research, and research. And your research needs to be relevant to the last 6 months. For example, if you were to study what I did to launch a podcast a year and a half ago, a lot of that information's obsolete now, right? It's really important that when you Google search and when you talk to mentors, that you ask them, if you were in my position today, so don't say, what did you do? But if you were in my position today, what would you say is my very first step? And for the record, be prepared for it to be very unfun and very unsexy. We all want to move to the advanced class as quickly as possible, but you will sit in that classroom and not belong there and not have the knowledge to pass the course if you haven't done the unfun courses first. It's the reason why when you do go to school, they make you take what courses first? Do you get to study all of your courses within your major when you first get there? No, you have to do the stuff that kind of sucks, that isn't that fun, right? So number two is we're going to research. We're going to talk to mentors and write this down. I'm going to ask mentors, whether it's online, on Twitter. Do you guys know that if you reach out to somebody on Twitter or on Instagram and you say, I'm your biggest fan and I would love to ask you a few questions, where's the best place to do that? Or I'd love to ask you just, one simple one sentence question, where's the best place to do that? They'll probably tell you. You might be able to hit them up on Facebook or on Twitter, or who knows, maybe they'll actually connect with you and you'll get a phone call with them. But be prepared and know your questions. And your question should be not what did you do, but what would you do if you were me today? If you were in my position today, what would you do first? Have those first five questions. And I would ask a whole bunch of people because you're going to get different answers. And then you're going to be able to assemble, okay, now I kind of know what I need to do first. And just keep in mind that it's not going to be the funnest stuff. Number three, and some of you, I'll bet, have already done this, and it's kind of the secret sauce, and it's this, a study group. So when you were in school, especially for those of you who have had the opportunity to go to college, it seemed as though it was more popular in college, you have study groups. So let's talk real about study groups. So when you're a member of a study group, what it does is it forces you to not show up and be the idiot. It forces you to do your homework and show up and be a valuable contributor. Am I right? So when it's just you and you're studying for the exam, you'll pull an all-nighter the night before. You're like, I'll just drink a bunch of caffeine and I'll study tonight. And if I don't do well, it's on me. We can't do that in business. And those of us who do have a hard time, harder time. You've heard of how incredibly successful it is to be in a mastermind. Well, a mastermind is the equivalent of a study group, right? So what I'm going to tell you you need to do is get a study group, i.e. it can just be one person, a buddy. That's a study group. It's you and four or five people who are in the same kind of situation. You don't need to be in the same business. I repeat, I want you to write it in the comments or at least across your paper so that I know you heard me say this. You do not need to be in the same industry, but you need to be in roughly the same place in terms of the stage of your business, okay? But you don't need to be in the same industry, but you should roughly be in about the same place, roughly, not exactly. Okay, then what happens in a study group is, you know this, because you were probably that person, one person shows up like all, okay, I have read every chapter, I've highlighted, and I've made copies for everybody here at the table. And here you go, here you go. Yes, and I've also created for us a sample test exam. And everyone else is like, right? Even if you showed up and you're not that person who's, highlighted every chapter and made a prep course for everybody else, if nothing else, you've at least come to that meeting having done some review that you might not otherwise have done. That's why I want you to be in a private Facebook group, or I want you to form an alliance with somebody on Twitter or on email who's basically in your, what you're going to be doing is creating a little teeny tiny mastermind of people who are in the same position as you-ish. Got it? Got it. And you guys, I'm going to tell you, this is going to end up being some of your homies. These people are going to you're in the same boat. So like now it's two people finding the information. Now it's two people saying, I know what we're going to do. Now it's two people are like, okay, I got an interview with so-and-so and this is what they told me. Like you guys are going to be homies. Number one, number two, you're going to be rooting for each other. Number three, you're going to keep each other very accountable. So you've got to get in a study group, i.e. mastermind, i.e. accountability. This works. You will let yourself down, but you won't let somebody else down. Isn't that interesting how that works? So get on that. That's a call to action today. So at the very top of your page of notes, I want you to write with a giant asterisk by it, find or create a mastermind / study group / private group for implementation. Because that's what we're going to do is we're going to figure out what you need to do over the next 90 days. And then we're going to implement. We're going to learn that and we're going to implement it and we're going to get to that. Number four is to figure out what it is you need to know. In order to go to the next level in your business, which for some of you is just starting a business, but for many of you, you've been kind of dabbling with an idea or a business and you haven't done much with it, but yet you feel overwhelmed because you've consumed so much information and there's so many ideas in your head, it hurts. So what I'm going to ask you to do, what I want you to do in step four is figure out what you must know. What do you personally have to learn and master? Now, oftentimes that's an uncomfortable assignment. And when I say what you need to master, it's what you need to master first. It's what you need to master first. So when I first started realizing and getting excited about teaching people online, the first thing I realized I had to master, which I did not want to do, was how to build an email list. And I'm like, oh God, I'm not techie. This sounds awful and yucky. And can I just stay on Facebook? I don't even understand what a CRM is. Like I didn't want to do it, but I knew that's what I needed to do. And I had to start with that. I had to start with that as unfun as it was. I had to start with that. Okay. I know. So it's the thing that you have to learn. Do you have to learn how to hire and manage a virtual staff if you're ever going to take your business to the next level? Do you need to learn how to be a better communicator? Do you need to learn everything there is to know about what it is you're selling in your organization if you're in an MLM? So it's what do you need to know? And here's number five, and it's my last one for today. I've got five more planned for you on Wednesday. On Wednesday, I'm going to do five more in this series, and they're all in the right order. Okay. I'm having you do these in a particular order. Number five is this. You've figured out your course of action. You've started asking questions and doing your research online and looking at blog posts and talking to mentors and listening to podcasts only related to what? Correct. Your course of action, your course work, that one thing that you need to be studying to get where you need to be 90 days from now. Okay. And now you're also working with a group or a study group or accountability. And you've also decided that it's time for you to start mastering an area of knowledge. Like there's something you need to learn in order to go to this next level. Not the fun stuff, the stuff that you're like, I don't want to learn that. Can I just figure out how to do Snapchat? Like that would be more fun. Can I just do Snapchat? No. You cannot, unless you're supposed to. You see what I'm saying? Like when we have the freedom as adults to choose our curriculum, we always pick the funnest thing. But I don't want you to pick the funnest thing. I want you to pick the thing that is next and best. What is the next thing you personally need to master in the right order? Okay, because number five is this. I need you to have a notebook. One notebook where you're writing all of this down. This is your course syllabus. This is your Trapper Keeper. Do you remember Trapper Keepers? Do they still have Trapper Keepers? Probably not. They probably have iPads. This has to go pen to paper. It's the psychology and neuroscience of learning. And we're going back to school. There's a reason why there's a curriculum. There's a reason why notes need to be handwritten. You're back in school, you're sole focused. The only thing that you're going to watch on Facebook, the only thing that you're going to look at on podcasts or periscopes relates to where you want to be 90 days from now. So you've got to take pen to paper and write out your notes. Repetition is step one of learning. That's why when you're studying for a test and you really have to master something, what do? Yeah, you rewrite your notes. You create a study guide, and that's what I want you to do, because in 90 days, you guys, I need you to master one thing, one course of action, one very specific path of knowledge that only relates to where you need to be 90 days from now. I don't want you to jump ahead to the stuff that sounds really fun. I don't want you to think about the things the person who you want to be is doing right now, because you're not there yet. You haven't done the 101s, right? No matter where you're at in your business, you have to do things in the right order. There are no shortcuts. Okay, so you're going to start writing this out on a singular notepad. So head on down to the Office Depot or Kinko's, or jump on over to Amazon, get yourself a nice notepad, and this is your Bible. Like, this is where you're going to be putting in all of your notes, all of the questions that you're asking, who you followed up with, when your next meeting is with your accountability partner, etc. That's it for today, my friends. I hope that you've enjoyed this. This is lesson one of three. We'll see who graduates. We shall see who graduates. But make sure that your accountability partners, your team, your mastermind is here with us on Wednesday at 3, because we're going to get very focused. We're going to take off all the other messy, distracting, yet exciting things that keep grabbing our attention. And we're like, oh, I should do that. And we're going to do things in the right order. And we're going to keep each other accountable, and we're going to implement. The steps to implementation come on Wednesday and Friday. Today, I'm setting you up for success. So if this was helpful to you, I thank you so much for sharing it. I am so honored that I have students here, because you know what I love? I love learners. I don't get people who don't want to learn. I don't understand them. I don't get it. Mediocrity. And just like, I know enough, so I don't need to read another book. I don't get it. I don't get those kind of people, but I get you. Hey, thanks for spending this time with me. I will catch you right back here on Thursday for part 2. Now, if you want to watch that live, you'll need to follow me on Facebook, depending, of course, on when you're listening to this. But if you're listening to this in pretty much the first part of February, you can catch this live by following me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Shalene. And of course, on Periscope, I am Shalene Johnson. But worry not, I will be posting that live lesson here on my podcast, and it will show up on Thursday morning. Don't forget to download your free day planner. You can do that by going to pushworkbook.com. Now, normally, this is where I would tell you to take a look at past episodes of Build Your Tribe and dig into content. Today, I have to caution you. Because you've just listened to this episode, you know that I don't want you to listen to any episode unless it specifically relates to where you need to be in the next 90 days, and it's something that you've identified you need to know now. Not something you should learn 6 months from now or a year from now, but it's something right now you need to learn. Okay, so choose wisely, and when in doubt, if you're like, all the business stuff is also tempting for me to dig into it right now, well, then head right over to the Shalene Show and let's just talk about how to be a better you, okay? Because that's always on the agenda. All right, guys, I will see you back here on Thursday. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shalenejohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier, It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.